And now, it's my privilege to introduce our special guest speaker for today. I'm sure you all know who he is. He's playing at the Playhouse tonight. He's on tour, but he's very kindly taken time out of a very hectic schedule to come down and speak to us. So, here he is. Put your hands together for Mark Thomas.
Thank you very much.
Hello, everyone. First of all, I just want to say I'm just bowled over to be here, actually, because when I've got the email going, come down, we've got this demonstration against Heckler & Koch. I've been on a lot of demonstrations against arms companies, and normally it's kind of me and about three Quakers and a dog and a couple of crusties, and I'm just gobsmacked to see so many people. It's just fucking brilliant, and well done. Koch's right, you know, the thing about the arms trade,
the arguments that the arms trade will always provide
are spurious at best. You can see that, obviously, it's an industry that is apart from others by the very simple fact that they make things specifically designed to take human life. No other industry does that. Now, I know other things take human life, but they're not designed intentionally to take human life. Car manufacturers don't say, well, if we extend the bumper, we can get another couple of people on the zebra crossing. You know, the weapons manufacturers are made specifically to take human life. And there's lots of myths that are put around about the arms trade. The big myth is that somehow it's good for business. That somehow this is good for Britain, it's good for the economy. Well, there's two things that we need to say about that. One is that the arms trade is heavily subsidised. It's subsidised through BER these days, but it's actually subsidised through the Export Credit Guarantee Department, who literally pump in millions each year of taxpayers' money into the defence industry to ensure that those companies are profitable. And the way that it works is the government underwrites, they provide insurance, essentially, for companies exporting arms abroad, so that if the people they're selling to default and don't pay, then we, taxpayers, end up forking out for those companies. Saddam Hussein very famously defaulted. We armed Saddam Hussein, but not only that, the British taxpayer paid for Saddam Hussein's weapons. We supplied those weapons and we paid for them. And that was a direct pump priming of the arms economy. Saddam Hussein defaulted on about 640 million quid's worth of arms, and we paid for it, and then we turned around and said he was mad. So you first of all have to understand that actually this argument that it's good for the economy is spurious. Secondly, sometimes things that are good for the economy aren't good for us. Sometimes we have to say, actually, this idea of growth isn't the be-all and end-all. And economic growth as a measurement of happiness, success and well-being is fucked. Because economic growth is just the measurement of economic activity and the creation of jobs and exchange of wages. Actually, a car crash is good for economic growth. If you look at all the people who are employed on a car crash, if it's a good one, you know, if there's three cars on a motorway or something like that, you've got police officers who are called to the crash, you've got the ambulance drivers, you've got the fire brigade people who will come out, you've got the people who make the cones who section off the lanes of the motorway, you've got the fluorescent jacket manufacturers, then you've got the tollway trucks, the repair trucks, getting it back into the garage, the insurance company, the refit, those little pine things that hang from the mirror, the glass, all of that is economic growth. If you're really lucky, it's a proper accident. So someone has to go to hospital, so it's an ambulance driver, you get to hospital, it's doctors, nurses, cleaners, porters, admin staff, all the people who make the pills, the bandages, the needles, the sutures, that's all employment. If you're really lucky, you're bringing the greeting cards industry. Sorry to hear about your injury. Hope you get well soon, little helium balloon, come out of the coma, Dad, all that kind of stuff. If you're really lucky, it's a fatality, so you've got coffin makers, undertakers, choirs and vicars. But you don't see a car crash and go, oh look, the economy's looking up. Economic growth is not the be-all and end-all. And we have to make a stand on this, and we have to take a moral stand on it. And I'm just really delighted with the turnout here. I think the important thing to remember about Heckler & Koch is that in the true nature of globalisation, they contract out and subcontract out their work. So no matter what they say, that actually their weapons are approved for export under the British licensing system, they have given manufacturing licences to people in Pakistan, to arms manufacturers in Iran. And I know this because several years ago, I posed as an arms dealer and contacted those people. It's very easy to pose as an arms dealer. You just need a false business card, a hooky email address, and you can just phone up with a bit of blab. And one of the interesting things about it,
and I should say, it was only when I became an arms dealer I found out the third excuse for arms dealing.
Which, if you talk to arms dealers, the great excuse they come up with, well, if you think we're bad, you should see what the French get away with. That's their life.
However,
when I was working with front companies, we just phoned up and made some requests to these companies in Pakistan and Iran and said, can you get us Peckham Cop machine guns and can they go to Zimbabwe? The answer, which came back from Iran, from the Iranian arms manufacturer, on a headed notepaper, which across the top had the words, in the name of God, was yes. Yes, we can do it. The answer from Pakistan, yes. Yes, we can do it. The answer from all these companies that Hecklin Koch licensed their production to is yes. We will get the arms wherever they need to go. And Heckler and Koch directly benefit. There is a financial link between giving another company the rights to manufacture your products and benefiting from a payment of it, and them selling on to oppressive regimes that are committing acts of barbarity. So even if Heckler and Koch produce the bits of paper that say we're clean, they are not. They are part of the chain, they are part of the arms manufacturing system, and you are right, Kirk is right. There is one thing to do with this, and that's shut them down. There's very little I can add, really, apart from just to say thank you for inviting me, and I'm just really impressed with everyone just being out here today, and thanks a lot, and good luck, and I really hope the campaign can grow and grow and actually get a result here. Well done.